it right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Is this Groundhog Day ever going to end?
Is it what? You're reliving a nightmare?
Isn't it?
Is it good or over?
It's like every day's the same.
What, the COVID-19?
It's just crazy.
I feel like it's opening back up. I feel like some normalcy is resuming.
I have not done one thing different today that I did 6 weeks ago. Honestly, that I did 3 months ago. What have I done different? Nothing.
Have you gotten any fights on airlines?
I haven't been on an airline.
There you go. So we're helping you out, because that was like a big problem in your life in the past.
Oh, I've been in fights since. I told you, I almost got in one right down the street from here.
Yeah, what was that about?
People in this world, and I don't even want to say the virus has anything to do with this.
Okay.
People only care about themselves.
It's true.
So I'm coming here. Was it last week?
It was last week.
Was it last Wednesday when it happened?
Yeah.
So there is a car parked on the street. No problem.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Then two guys are now parked next to each other. One gets out of the car and he's like talking to the other guy. So there's now three cars.
Sure.
On a two-lane street. Three cars are now waiting to go.
Right.
So we have lives. We have things to do.
Sure.
And it was probably 5 minutes.
Wow. Just inconsiderate.
Just inconsiderate.
Yeah.
So is eating ice cream on a bench in a park, but that's another story. If you follow me on Twitter, you know about that situation. We're going to talk about everything that happened over the last 2 weeks, really 10 days, UFC, Saturday, Wednesday. Some things went down that we need to discuss.
Okay.
A couple of announcements on today's show real quick before I go into my – try to talk me off the bridge.
Okay.
I have a couple bridge jumping stories.
You always do. I mean, the first part of the show is always about, you know, getting your therapy, getting it off your chest. Knockout Radio, this is your therapy session.
Oh, I understand, but it's just everyday life.
After the first half of the first segment, you know, you're pretty much
– I calm down.
Yeah, you're pretty chill.
I wait all week. Matter of fact, let me write that one down too, the post office, all right? Okay. Because that's always interesting. Returning to the program today, at the bottom of, I think it's this hour, Kamaru Usman.
Nice, the champ.
The champ.
The Nigerian nightmare.
Then the second hour, another returns. It's kind of like Gladiator.
Okay.
You know when they take that one gladiator out of retirement? You know, they retired him because he was a super stud.
Yep.
And then they bring him back to kill Marcus Aurelius's super stud son that's not really his son. That's what I think of Wes Sims.
Okay.
So Wes Sims is returning. We're going to talk a little bit. You know, it's funny because somebody did put this out. When they announced that Kevin Randleman is going into the UFC Hall of Fame, probably the Pioneer Wing, which would make sense.
Sure.
A lot of media people responded and talked about him, yet they never saw him live.
Sure. It was way before their era.
It was way before.
Way before.
Right. So I just responded to somebody that I totally agree with you. All right. So I'm going to let you pick the order.
Okay.
MJ, local hospital, local rehab, and Chad Okosinka.
I'm going to go MJ because he's the GOAT. Got to start with the first.
All right. Give me your thoughts. They just finished whatever that documentary was.
Okay. The Last Dance.
And some things are slowly coming out about Michael Jordan, about his teammates, Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant. I was watching the Four Letter Network, which, by the way, gets worse and worse every day.
It does.
It's just awfulness what some of those clowns do and talk about and scream and holler and on and on and on. But the one thing that they did say is it not ironic, and I'm going to steal this from what was said today,
okay,
that Jordan said in his Hall of Fame speech about his Robin, Scottie Pippen,
right,
yet Scottie Pippen hasn't talked at all about this documentary.
Well, he was in the documentary.
He was in it, but it's from Michael Jordan's, you know,
perspective. Okay.
Not anybody else's. It kind of made Scottie look a little bad. I didn't watch it all start to finish.
Okay.
But, you know, what I saw and what they mentioned earlier today on the show was they showed Scottie Pippen missing two free throws. but they didn't show Karl Malone missing two free throws.
Huh.
So that's kind of a dig.
Yeah.
You know, now what I did like, what I don't like is somebody who's going to stand up now and say something that didn't stand up then. Okay?
Okay.
So you understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like,
sure.
You know, go back to the whole Isaiah Thomas not shaking hands and did it not keep him off the Olympic team. Isaiah Thomas has said, well, if I would have known, and Bill Laimbeer's like, F them, I feel the same way about them today as I did then.
Well, isn't the reason they don't talk about it because they have, like, in the contracts and intellectual property, they're not allowed to speak about certain things for a certain period of time after they leave a team or...
Oh.
No? There's not, like, time? Because it seems like all these things come out years later.
I really think that falls into another one of the stupidest things you've ever said.
No, but there's all kinds of, like, things you can't speak on for, like, 2 years, 5 years.
Zero.
I have a contract like that.
No, you don't.
I do.
Oh, on the show?
No, for my other pizzeria.
On the show, you can't talk about anything on the air or off the air ever. That's why you don't say anything. I get it.
But the Sparge contract, the USC was?
That's... But isn't that everything? Like, if I was to walk in and say... I saw you pick flour off the ground, wipe it on the cola machine, and then make a pizza about it. Doesn't it make sense that I can be sued for saying that?
Sure.
Because it's a lie.
Right, of course.
And that's all the UFC thing was, is you can't lie. You can't say not a single athlete took the virus test. It's a lie.
Right.
You should be able to sue for that. It just makes sense. So anytime you say something that's not true... You don't need to sign a document or not sign a document. If it's ridiculous and it's an out-and-out lie that can hurt your business, that could hurt your business.
Sure.
Right?
Of course.
So if it's a lie, you should be able to sue. And if it's not a lie, you can't sue me. If I have video proof that I saw you do something like that, how can you sue me? It's true.
Right, of course.
So
sure.
That's where I kind of got a little ticked off about that. But what I was getting at... Is Isaiah Thomas, oh, if I would have known. Yeah, you know, even him and Magic, who, you know, used to put a little peck a kiss on each other before they played each other, they kind of had a big falling out and stuff.
Do you think this changes your legacy, like in your mind of like what they were as far as icons and sports figures? Has this documentary like changed your perspective on any of these guys?
You know, the only thing that, yeah, in a way, I never knew that MJ was as big an a-hole as he was.
Like, as far as, like, expecting dominant excellence at all times?
I don't have a problem with that. The thing that he allegedly did to Horace Grant, you know, the hazing, and he had that game, don't feed him, and all that kind of stuff,
right, is
ridiculous. Try doing that today. Look what happened with the Cowboys when they had their number one draft pick, and they told him rookie hazing carried the pads, and he told them to pound sand. Now, again, he apologized later, and he realized it was part of hazing and all that kind of stuff. There was going overboard.
Is hazing bad? You come from a military background. I came from a fraternity background in college. Like,
you know, I got hate. Yeah, I mean, there was.
Maybe like, is that part of like, you know?
It's part of life.
Part of life.
But also, what's part of life is going too far, and that's the problem.
Right. If it goes too far, of course. But doesn't it build character? Doesn't it make you?
No, I don't know if it builds character.
A bond, brotherhood.
You know, I mean, you can say that in a corny way that it does, you know, build a team. You know, kind of what you would do in the military. You do in. I don't know about all gyms, but in the jiu-jitsu gym, when you make a belt, you know, you whatever it's called, slap it all on her, whip, which the thing, it's still mind-boggling that we did, that they all do this. So I'm a white belt. There's blue belts. There's, you know, red belts and black belts and, you know, pink belts and all that kind of stuff. So when somebody made a black belt, we did the gauntlet, and even white belts slapped the black belt as he ran the gauntlet.
Okay.
I still say that's wrong.
I haven't earned it. How can you earn it? You can't. Exactly. A white belt shouldn't be touching a black belt.
Nobody.
Anyone from your rank up higher.
Exactly. And that's what it was in the military. So when you made rank, you would flock it on, which means you would kind of punch them.
Right.
Well, on our ship and on many ships, they took it too far. They broke a guy's arm.
Oh.
They hated the guy.
Oh, wow.
They hated the guy.
Really?
And they hauled off, and every single person hit this guy so hard they broke his arm.
Wow.
And that's where hazing goes too far.
Okay.
When you cross the equator, there's some ridiculous crap that you do.
In the military?
When you cross the equator.
Really?
And it's like one of the most prized possession is your shellback card. That you went through all the BS. But you could go too far.
Huh.
They made me lay on my back. They stuck an egg in my mouth. They then straddled me. With what they did is they would take fire hose and they would cut like 12 inches a fire hose.
Okay.
And then they would literally slap you, you know, as you're now all wet and stuff because they're spraying hoses. Well, they had me laying on my back, stuck an egg in my mouth. They stood over me like they were a golfer. And they said, you know, Arnold Palmer teeing off. So now you're pushing the egg as far out of your mouth as you can. And then they're like, because you're still called what's a polywog. And they say, wog, if that hits the ground, we're going to, you know, blah, 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 blah. So you're like sucking it in, pushing it out. You don't know which to do. And as long as you don't really take a swing at it, it's all.
But if they swing, they hit you in the face with a golf club. Is that?
Exactly. So that would be going too far. You know, some stuff that you did in boot camp, you can go too far. But I remember.
Is it bad for sports organizations to have like those kind of protocols and like team? Because, I mean, I'm sure those memories are etched in your memory forever, like that camaraderie, that brotherhood.
Oh, yeah, that was camaraderie and brotherhood. You wanted to kill these people. I don't think it made me feel any better about those people. All it can really do is make you feel worse if they take it to that line and if they take it over the line. When the hazing kind of blew up in the NFL, when they made the rookies run the gauntlet in New Orleans, and they would take socks and fill it up with rolls of quarters and then smash them as they ran by, that's taking it a little too far. And that's what we all do. We always take this a little too far. Michael Jordan allegedly taking it too far, telling people not to feed Horace Grant, is ridiculous. Now, here's what I know. We're about break time, so I just want you to ponder this.
Okay.
This is what Horace Grant said earlier today on some radio station, and we'll discuss it when we come back. So Jordan, in the documentary, called Horace Grant the snitch. That would snitch about things that were in the locker room. It's supposed to be, you know,
guy with info to the media and
what
such.
Happens in the locker room, stays right in the locker room, all that kind of stuff. Well, here's what Horace Grant said. Think about this, okay? Horace Grant said in the very beginning, I think, of the documentary, and I did see Jordan say this, he said that he went and banged on a door his rookie year. They said, who is it? MJ let him in. He walks in, and there was cocaine.
Right.
There was marijuana. There was women. And Horace Grant said, that sounds a little snitching to me. You're calling me a snitch. That's what you did. We'll discuss that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others. You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal Flying Knee Mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
What are you gonna do, Randy Harris?
You know, honestly, when we talk Mount Rushmore, I think the most difficult one is wrestling.
Really?
To come up with a Mount Rushmore. You know, we'd have to really sit and stop and think and, you know, NFL and baseball and again, because there's so many different positions and whatever. I've tried to do a Mount Rushmore of wrestlers.
Hogan has to be on it.
Well, I don't know.
He has to be. How can you leave the king off? The GOAT.
Because I think you have to go eras. The only way that you could really do it, even though that's not the real Mount Rushmore. You know, when Mount Rushmore was built, there's so many presidents that hadn't been president yet.
Right, right.
You know, so it's easier.
Up to the point.
Right, up to that point. Sure. But if you were to do it now, I mean, I don't think you could go Hogan, Rhodes, and who am I missing? And Macho Man.
Yeah, of
you
course.
Can't take all three and put them on
Andre the Giant.
On and on and on. Haystacks Calhoun. Come on, brother. You got to go with him. I'm just saying. You know, you can't go Randy, Terry, and Rick. You can't go all three. Who do you kick out of those three? Obviously, you would go Terry.
Yeah, of course.
And I don't know.
Who was a bigger star, though? I mean, in the world of wrestling, there were a lot better wrestlers and a lot better, like...
Do you think Terry was a bigger star back then?
I think he was a bigger star globally.
Than Rick?
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows. Hogan knows everybody around the globe.
Hogan knows best, I know.
Hogan knows everything.
I get it. Thunder.
But no, he... I mean, what bigger icon?
Can you get
icon?
That photo for me?
Yeah, the Thunderless photo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get it.
All right. Because, you know, I'm in that Rocky Balboa thing on Facebook, which is really pretty cool. And it's a close-knit, you got to be a Rocky fan, blah, 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 blah. Somebody posted that up of the picture of Thunderlips and Balboa. It was pretty cool. So let's try to stay on track.
Okay.
Give me your thoughts on Horace Grant's comment that the snitch was obviously Michael Jordan because he snitched on what was happening. Now, you didn't mention names.
Well, you mentioned, like, the cocaine and the women and the party and, you know. So, I mean, isn't that what all, like, professional athletes do?
No.
Is that normal?
No.
No, then I don't want to be a professional athlete.
No. But it's still, you don't repeat that. like when I was bat boy for the St. Louis Cardinals,
right?
I saw some things.
Right.
I burned into my memory that still is haunting me. I've never told a soul. Sure. I never will tell a soul.
But in today's modern era, you know, where you get paid to be a snitch and you tell your story and you get compensated.
I've been told stories about some media people. Media people are some.
They're hard. They're hard to.
They'll like reach out. They'll befriend. That's why, you know, in today's, and that's why some of the guys have said some of the things that they've said and whatever to me, is there's so many media that they befriend until they can find something.
Right.
Rico Rodriguez told me a story that he was offered a lot of money by some media representatives, some magazines, to get a photo of Vin Diesel's child.
Really?
Because they're best friends. They grew up together, whatever. And I'm talking six figures.
Wow.
And I'm talking way back. And they kept, and he's like, there's no amount of money that you can offer me that I would do that. And they kept moving it up and moving it up. You know, and I know that there's some people that would have done that.
Wow.
You know, severed and whatever.
You should have just gone to Vin, like, hey, let's split the cash. Like,
obviously, he didn't want to do that.
You approve it, you make it work, and we'll split the money.
No, I don't think it would be 50-50 then.
If you want to take a picture of my kid, give me some money.
All right, so are we done on the MJ for now?
Yeah, moving on.
Moving on, and we got to try to get through because Kamaru Usman coming up here shortly. The tip, the pizza driver, the rehab center, or the hospital?
We got to go pizza driver.
So I saw this, I think it was on TV. It might have been Facebook too, I don't remember, that a pizza delivery man delivered pizza to a young teenager.
Okay.
She signed for it, and he went ballistic because she didn't tip.
Okay.
I believe the teenager was like 13, 14.
Okay. All right.
Then the brother came out and kind of said, you know, hey, I don't know what your problem is. You need to leave. Now, I guess the misunderstanding was the children didn't know anything about it. Dad called and ordered it.
Okay.
Dad had it delivered to the house, and the kid signed for it.
Got it.
So, as a pizza dude, God, give me your take.
Oh, it's out of line. I mean, a tip is not a guarantee of employment. It's a gratuity for a service. Right. And there is no minimum tip or gratuity. A lot of pizzerias build one in and they'll have like a set tip amount for the driver just that in case they get stiff.
And I think that's what the young girl said was that she saw that there was a delivery fee.
Right.
And just assumed that the delivery fee, you know,
went to the driver.
Right.
So some places have that built in. But that's the risk you take when you work in hospitality. It can be anything service oriented.
Okay, so we'll talk more about that. We'll talk about the Chad Ocho. I have a problem, and it's not because of Chad. I love Chad. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But let's welcome back to the program. It's been a couple. When was the Super Bowl?
January.
He was on then. He's on now. Kamaru Usman. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, Randy? How are you?
Okay. How are you?
What's up, Chad?
Good. I'm good. What's going on, guys?
Just wanted to get you on, talk about, it's been a couple months and the ridiculousness of life these days and, you know, how you're adjusting and how everything's going down there.
Oh, everything's going good. Not much change for me. You know, I'm a homebody anyway, so I don't really like being around a ton of people except when I go to the gym and then I come home and I just kind of hide out in my house until it's time to go back to the gym. So, nothing really changed for me. It's just, I guess, the location as far as where I'm training at, that kind of changed. So it wasn't just a big gym each and every day. It was some days me just outside with a coach or one training partner and us just doing something.
I did notice a video. So are you into that TikTok thing now?
No, absolutely not. Well, and this is the thing is, I'm not against it. I'm for any new thing that comes out that allows, you know, the everyday person to be able to generate an income. So I'm not against it. I just can't keep up with all of this. There's just too many things coming out. There's the Snapchat, there's Instagram. Do people still on Facebook? There's so many different things coming out. I just can't keep up. I keep up with training and fighting, and that's pretty much it.
Right. And I agree with you because I don't keep up because I know that I've reached out via Facebook and you got back to me a week or so ago. You're like, I'm not even on Facebook anymore. And I don't even know what Instagram is. So, yeah, there's just way too many of it out there. What did you think about the fights, three fights within 10 days last week?
It was great. I mean, I think obviously the organization has to play catch up. So make sure that they fulfill their contracts and things of that nature. But yeah, the fights are great. I mean, we're fighters, audience or no audience, we're gonna go in there. We're gonna fight. You know, when you train, you don't train in your gym or spar with a full audience of thousands of people. So as everyone can tell, fighters can adjust, and a lot of fighters adjusted and went out there and did their thing. I mean, look at fight like Tony Ferguson and Justin Gaethje. What a crazy fight. Imagine that being in a stadium full of 20,000 people, you know, but those guys still went out there, brought it and made it happen. So, you know, I love it.
The electricity of being there, and there's been, you know, a couple fights that I've been to that stick out with how electric it was, but I got to be honest with you, I enjoyed no crowd. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, it's I like it too because sometimes the crowd, and that's the good and maybe not so good thing about the crowd is sometimes the crowd can kind of sway kind of how you feel, the feelings of how you're watching the fight. Because, you know, an opponent might throw something that might not necessarily land, but the crowd starts going crazy and it just kind of raises your awareness. You're at the edge of your seat like, oh, something's going to happen. You know, so for moments like that, yeah, the crowd is great. But, you know, if you're really just really watching and seeing just the intricate details of what these fighters are doing and how they're putting things together, it's amazing sometimes without a crowd.
And you got to wonder, and these guys are the judges, the highest judges in the sport that we love. And, you know, can they be swayed? I mean, I'm a judge here in Florida as well, and I block out to the best of my ability. But you wonder if you hear something, you know, kind of like what you're saying. And that's why I've been told, and it's just common sense, that a lot of coaches, you know, yell the nice and you're doing good and, you know, trying to get in the head of the three guys that are going to decide winners and losers.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, for sure. I think the judges can't be swayed. If every time you throw something, you know, the crowd goes crazy, then the judges have no choice but to believe that, hey, maybe this guy's doing something great. Maybe that guy's, you know. So I think, yeah, definitely the judges can be swayed.
Let me ask you this and get your opinion on, you know, there's some quote-unquote controversy on corners, you know, and we've talked about it and it's been talked about, you know, your team is there to protect you. And one of the local gym owners here, you know, we were talking about the Anthony or the Smith fight, the main event. And he said that that's what corners are there for. And the corners are supposed to step up and protect the fighter. And then I brought up, as much as I agree with that 100%, let's go back to the Tyson Fury fight and what happened. The fight gets stopped. And then Mark Breland gets fired, or allegedly fired. You know, I don't know what's gone down since. So where are you on that? I mean, I would imagine corners are there to protect you as a fighter.
What do you mean as far as what I felt about the corner not stopping the fight?
Yeah, I mean, and not that one necessarily, just that situation. You know, when a corner steps in, you know, you as a fighter, you know, I'm just kind of curious, you know, what you thought of that in any fight where a corner does what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, the corner is there to protect you, you know, but at the same time, that corner knows how deep and how big your heart is. And so, you know, and maybe it's a situation the way they've seen you know, crawl out of and make the impossible possible. You know, and especially with a guy like that, Anthony Smith, that we've seen a few times where Anthony Smith has just kind of been taking a beating and turned things around. So it's, you know, like, who am I? Obviously, on one hand, it's like, yeah, guys, you guys got to protect him because that's what we do. We're gladiators. We want to step out there and we're willing to die out there. But at the same time, the corners has to be the one to make that intelligent decision and say, you know what, live to fight another day. But who am I to you know, to say, hey, it's time for you to stop this? Because we're just spectators on the outside. We don't know how well this guy really bounces back from taking the beating. Some guys can do that. But, hey, it happens. You know, sometimes corners make make a decision that's probably not the best. And that just kind of goes hand in hand with the sport.
You know, and the one thing, and I'm sure you have noticed it, we've all noticed it, people only mention it when it goes that way. If they make the right stop, you know, whether it's the referee, whether it's the corner, they never say that. They never say, oh, it was a good job. It was a good stop. It's only absolutely. When there's controversy that is brought up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Update your thoughts, Fight Island. Any idea if that's where you may be headed or you know, update the world?
I have no idea. You guys know just as much as I know. You guys probably might know more than I know. I have been in this bubble in my house, trying to stay ready, and that's been pretty much it. You know, I've been trying to throw my hat in there for whenever, but I have no idea whether it's Fight Island. I believe Vegas should be opening up soon, so I have absolutely no idea. All I know is it's time for me to get back in there, and I'm ready to do that.
I've been trying to think of for a week now how to say this and be funny and you not get mad at me and punch me through the phone. So I'm saying this jokingly, okay? I find it hard to believe that you're scared to fight somebody like everybody says.
Who's saying that? Who's saying that I'm scared to fight somebody?
You follow just as little as I do.
His name's Randy Harris.
I don't say that.
He lives that.
Yeah, no, as weird as it is, I barely follow things on social media. And it seems like nowadays that's pretty much how you get news. And so, like, I might get on Instagram and post something, but I don't do the whole scroll up and look at news and seek out news. I don't do all that. And Twitter, I'm on Twitter maybe once every couple of weeks. When there's a fight, I'll get on and just kind of have interactions with the fans, but I'm rarely really ever on there, you know, so I have no idea what's going on. But I mean, it's kind of absurd for anybody on the planet in their right mind to think that the champion of the world is scared to fight. I've proven I was the boogeyman in the division for a long, long time, willing to fight anybody anytime. And how could I possibly be scared to fight when I offered to step in and save that card April 18th, which fell through? I threw my hat back in to go for May 9th. And you know, they said that card was full. In June, they kind of slight asked about June. I threw my hat in. Like, I've been ready to fight since February. And so, you know, I mean, it's kind of crazy for anybody in their right mind to say, oh, he's scared to fight, when that's completely not the case.
I just get a chuckle every time I see it, hear it, you know, whatever I read, I'm like, it's not just you, it's any fighter, you know, you guys are professional fighters. I mean,
yeah.
Anybody that gets in a cage, a ring or whatever, you're a fighter. So it's not just you being the world, you know, the champion of the world. It's any fighter I find hard to believe is scared that they wouldn't take a fight.
Yeah, it's a crazy kind of concept. And I think obviously the people who say things like that, who say these comments, are the people who obviously don't climb inside a cage and fight another man professionally, you know, and it's something they just want to do to make them say, to make themselves feel better about why they might not be getting a matchup that they think they want. And, you know, fighters, that's what we do. We step inside the cage and fight. Yes, a fighter might be nervous about stepping in with if I had to fight Francis Ngannou, I would be nervous. I guarantee you Stipe Miocic was extremely nervous to step in and fight Francis Ngannou. But the fight happened, Stipe got the job done. You know, he still got in there and fought. So, you know, it's crazy for fans or some of these just kind of low managers to jump on here and try to say, oh man, it's you know, fighters are afraid to fight fighters. It doesn't make sense.
Fighters, because I was going to say, I had no problem saying that I would be scared to fight any of you.
Yeah, I would be scared to fight Francis Ngannou. I would be.
awesome
now,
stuff.
Now, for the right amount, would I do it? Probably, but I would be scared.
Yeah, nervous. we'll go back to nervous.
Cautiously
nervous.
Yeah, very, very, very cautious. They all go hand in hand.
Awesome. Good thing that wouldn't last long, 20 seconds.
Well, it depends on on how small or big the cage is, I guess. As always, thank you very much. Thank you for being accessible to the show and to us and to me. And, you know, stay safe, stay in touch, and I will talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, guys, Randy.
Take care. Kamaru Usman.
The best.
Been with us since day one.
Awesome guy.
You know, a really good dude, down to earth. He was on back in the Ultimate Fighter days, and there's very few that don't change. You have to change.
Sure.
Right? You have to. You know, you're moving up the ladder, you know, fame and fortune and people and this and that, the other. He's always been cool.
Yeah, and when we met him in Brooklyn, he wasn't the champ yet, but he had that fire and that belly. You know, he believed he was going to be the champ. Like,
speaking of belly, I may have to send him some wicked good cupcakes.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I could eat some of those. But going back to your conversation, you know, just there, that was a great no stoppage in the title fight this last weekend, Saturday night. You know, Walt Harris was teeing off, and most refs would have stopped that fight.
Right, could have.
And they let it go, and then Overeem ended up winning the fight. It was a great non-stoppage, I thought.
I want to go back just for a second to the Anthony Smith, and I kind of said it to Ralph Garcia. You know, I judge for him with World Class Fight League, and he said how that's what corners are there for, and then I brought up, I agree with you, kind of like what I just said, but let's go back, you know, to the Deontay Wilder fight, and the corner did what they felt was right.
Right.
This is not just some schmo. This is Mark Breland. And the backlash that he got. So in really the words of the greatest athlete of all time, when the referee came over and said, I'm going to stop the fight, and Rocky Balboa said, you're not stopping anything. Don't stop anything. It's a fine line.
It's probably the toughest job in all sport.
The corner or the referee?
Both.
It is tough.
I think both.
But if somebody comes back and says my chitlets are falling out,
I think it's harder for the ref because he has to be neutral, and he's supposed to be impartial, and he's there to protect the fighter. So because the corner is going to have a favoritism to protect their fighter at all costs.
Sure.
So I think they err on the side of the fighter.
But the corner also knows the athlete. The Justin Gaethje's corner knows Justin Gaethje can take an ass whooping. You know, because he has. Frankie Edgar can take an ass whooping.
True.
You know, and I've been told by a judge or a referee or two that depending on who the fighter is, as to whether they will let it go a little bit longer. And I don't know how fair that is.
I mean, how many wars have we seen in the history of the UFC that guys have looked like they're dead? I mean, bleeding all over the place and then come back and win. It's just unbelievable. It's the toughest job in sport, and I'm glad I don't have to do it. And we'll be back.
God, you're awful.
Why?
You're awful.
Why? What do you mean to do?
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone, coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street. I'm Randy. He's the knucklehead. We'll be right back.
That's why you're the boss.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-727-727. 522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is David Welsh, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 8844 Street North in St. Pete.
A little bit better.
Was that your David Welsh line or mine?
That was mine.
Oh, from the golf tournament?
That was mine.
Oh, that was way, that seemed like it was an older clip.
An older clip, or yours would have been a more mature, because it would have been newer than when.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Another thing to get off my mind.
Yes.
We were talking about tips.
Yeah.
We were talking about the pizza driver that got upset.
Sure.
I kind of have a problem with this Ocho Cinco story.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you know about it?
No.
So Chad went into one of his favorite restaurants down in South Florida.
Okay.
And his little thing on the receipt, I love you guys, keep your head up, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
It was a $32 tab and a $1,000 tip.
Okay.
Okay? Awesome. Ocho Cinco has always been cool. You know, he's always been fan friendly.
Sure.
I have a problem with the establishment.
Making it public?
Making it public.
Yeah.
You know, if he wants to make it public, it's one thing.
Sure.
But it's kind of like, you know, an anonymous, hey, I come here all the time. Now, everywhere he goes.
Everybody's going to expect a $1,000 tip.
Exactly.
Right. So get a tank of gas. Hey, where's my $1,000 tip?
So when I saw it, I was kind of.
But how does that go? I mean, if he didn't want to be known, he could have done it anonymous.
Well.
Unless it says like Ocho Cinco on the credit card slip.
Well, I'm sure it says Chad Johnson.
No, because he changed his name legally to Ocho Cinco.
I don't know if legally. I don't think it was legally, was it?
It's legally. Well, he has to sign. So it would be easy to find out it was him. Like, oh, because there's only one.
Oh, it was definitely him.
There's only one Ocho Cinco.
It was definitely him. It's a place that he would right. go all the time.
But what I'm saying is, like, if he didn't want the publicity or notoriety for it, he could have done it in a more private way.
How?
Huh?
How? How do you do it?
Cash App or, I don't know, like send a.
He went to pick up the food.
Right, leave a check.
Leave a check, so he's still signing it. I don't think that he's trying to do it secretive, and I'm sure he wanted, you know, the establishment and the servers to know, you know, hey, you're always taking care of me. I'm going to take care of you.
Did you give him the address of the Tour de Pizza?
See, that's why I don't like it, because a putz is like you. All right. Hospital or rehab center?
Either one of these sounds bad. I don't want to go down either road. Honestly, let's just go rehab center.
All right, we'll make it quick and easy.
Okay.
So my mother is in a rehab center.
Got it.
Being taken care of, whatever. Due to the virus, due to the situation, they call me and they say that there's an 8-page document that they need me to sign.
Okay.
My mom's an adult. My mom has her wits. She knows everything that's going on.
Right.
My mom needs to sign this, not me.
Okay.
Her comment was, this person's comment was, well, due to the pandemic, we can't go in her room.
Huh.
But therapists are going in the room.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I understand you're not going to go in the room.
Yeah.
Wouldn't common sense say, yo, therapist, take this in? I don't get it.
Huh.
Yes or no? Am I expecting too much?
I mean... Are you the caregiver? Are you our power of attorney or any?
It doesn't matter.
I mean, other than being her son, are you? Well, like, is there any other role you have, like legally?
Not legally. So, I mean, yeah, I have other roles.
That has nothing to do with you.
I understand that. They can't go in the room. So common sense says give it to the lady who's going to go in the room.
Right. Or email it or text her.
Well, she wouldn't be out. She's, you know, she doesn't have a printer in there.
Well,
it's not like she moved in.
DocuSign. You could like do it electronically.
Here's the hospital one. So I don't know if I told you the story when she first went in the hospital. Everybody's concerned about HIPAA, right?
Right.
HIPAA is a
privacy law, right.
And so when I called, they said that they needed to verify me. And I said, well, you have my number. You can call me back. And, well, we can't tell you anything because of HIPAA.
Okay.
Okay, fine. We then called back because my wife's a nurse and she was a little perturbed. And again, because of HIPAA, we can't tell you anything. And then we hear the receptionist yell, it's the family of the lady with the broken hip. It's a HIPAA violation, right?
Right.
So now there's a document that my mom wants me to look at, like I'm an attorney or something. So I would have gotten it over to Kevin Hazlett if I needed to do that. So I go to pick it up, and this very large security lady goes, I said, I'm here to pick up a letter that's at the desk. Okay, who are you? And I said my name. And she said, okay. So are you paying attention?
Yeah.
Okay, give me your undivided attention for a second.
People coming in.
I want you to tell me whether I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
So the lady rudely, adamantly said, where is the letter from and what's the letter about?
Okay.
And I blatantly said, it's none of your damn business.
Civil Randy answer.
Is it our business what the letter is?
Not at all.
It doesn't matter if you're a security guard, if you're a receptionist, especially under HIPAA. It doesn't matter what the letter is that's coming from my mom inside the hospital. I was perturbed.
Do you like these arguments with like medical staff?
I hate arguments, period.
Are all medical systems like this?
Everything is like this. Everything is like it. It's not just medical. It's absolutely everything.
I don't deal with any of that shit.
Stuff.
I don't deal with none of that.
Yeah, you do. I really don't.
Yeah,
you do. You've had things. We were on live on a radio show when we had a situation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was I here?
Yeah, you were here. You were sitting there. Now, whether you were here or not is another story. Yeah, and honestly, I hate them. And as soon as they're done, I hate it. And I hate myself. And my wife believes that I just expect too much out of people.
Are the HIPAA laws relaxed because of the COVID?
No. I mean,
because it's a threat to the public safety?
Do you know what HIPAA is?
The health privacy like law.
So it has nothing.
So like if you go in for HIV or you test positive, like they can't disclose that to the public, right?
Right.
It's like private. Like, right. Same thing.
Or somebody can't just call, like one of your employees.
Like, hey, so-and-so's in the hospital. What's wrong with them? They have a heart attack.
They can. It's the HIPAA law.
Right.
So either
unless it's a threat to public safety, then they would. Then
I don't know. Well,
if you test positive for COVID-19, like, don't people have the right to know? If you work with them or you engage with them or.
I believe under HIPAA, they can't.
Really?
And that's how, you know, some of those morons that are infected with diseases, whether it's AIDS or whatever, and they purposely go out and infect other people.
Right.
Just because they're morons. But they can't under, you can't, it's a messed up world.
It's crazy.
I
mean, the COVID-19 thing did you ever think you'd see anything like this?
No. This honestly is the worst, craziest. The only good thing about this is we have no Rays baseball. That's the only good thing to take from this whole thing.
Speaking of Rays baseball, so I walk into a place called F45. It's a fitness studio. It's up in Wesley Chapel. They just built, and they're not even open yet. And so I walk by waiting on my ramen noodles to finish.
We still haven't talked really about the three UFC events.
But I walk in and talking to the guy, and then he's like, oh, well, my partner is baseball player, you know, plays for the Marlins, and it turned out it was Matt Joyce. So, you know, former Ray, local ties, local connection to the Rays team here. So, looks like we'll be doing some stuff with them, helping them get launched in a new business venture and bringing some pizzas out to some athletes and helping them get their weight goals under control.
But pizza is such a bad food. If you're working out, you don't want to eat pizza.
Have you not paid attention for the last 12 years?
No.
Well, I'm back on the pizza diet and I'm changing lives. So shout out Matt Joyce and to Blair at F45 Fitness.
Shout out to all of you people. So somebody put a post up on the Book of Face. Who do you think will be the next Buck in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, Brady.
That's what I said. I thought it was pretty funny. I mean, Rondé, you know, but again, my thing is, and it's a shame because I love Rondé to death. We're pretty good friends, you know. But I've always said, if you don't get in X amount of years, now it's not the case. So if he gets in next year, the year after, or whatever, but kind of jokingly, if Brady plays two more years in 7 years, the next buck will be Brady.
Do they feel like they have to give it to the Super Bowl team, like everybody that's on that roster?
No.
You have to be in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Or the Ring of Fame or Ring of Honor?
Well, again, it's two different things, Ring of Honor and Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Hall of Fame is the NFL's.
Right.
Ring of Honor is just the team.
No, the Hall of Fame is not the NFL's. The Hall of Fame is pro football.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So it's the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I think Rondé should get in. I think Rondé deserves to get in.
Really?
Oh, I do. Yeah. I do. You know, a lot of people, John Lynch, and again, I'm not going to go to stats. I don't look at stats. There's some guys that were very good, and then there's your Hall of Famers. To me, and I've always said this, if you go to pick a number between 50 and a gazillion.
51.
Okay. If you go to 51 people,
okay,
I think somebody needs to say that name, whatever that name may be.
Okay.
To be a Hall of Famer.
Sure.
You know, and you've got to, and let's say more than 50. So let's say 50 per state.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
So now if all of those people do not say a certain name, then is that person a Hall of Famer? And that's not even looking at stats.
Right.
I mean, I get that. But I guarantee you, if you have 50 times 50, and then let's throw in all of our territories and all that kind of stuff, well, at least one person's going to say Warren Sapp. At least one person is going to say Derrick Brooks. You know, and Ray Lewis and Ray Nitschke. Well, a lot of the older people, they've all died off too. So some of those names may not get said.
Sure.
You know, but, you know, if nobody says, if of 3,000 people polled, okay, if not a...
Rondé Barr would never be mentioned.
And that's a shame.
Never. I mean, no one mentioned him as like best. What do you play, running back?
You're an idiot.
I don't know.
You truly are.
But that was the other barber.
That was Tiki.
Same thing.
As from the story that I told, I agree.
Okay, so yeah, but
that's probably my funniest, and I don't want to say embarrassing because I don't get embarrassed too easy. But that's to me one of the funniest things that's ever happened to me.
What's that?
When I went and hugged Rondé Barber and congratulated him for the Ring of Honor. And then he said, I'm Tiki.
That wouldn't be something you would do.
Well, it was in the middle of the game.
It was like me taking a photo of Khabib's brother. And everybody's like, who is that? And I'm like, Khabib. They're like, no, that's his brother.
So instead of taking a picture with Zion Williamson,
yep,
you're taking a picture with Khabib's brother.
Horse Grant. I'm going to take a picture with Horse Grant.
Horse Grant?
Horse Grant.
Is it spelled R-O-Y-C-E?
No, but shout out, like, speaking of Khabib's family, yeah, his dad's on life support due to COVID-19.
Yeah.
And I saw McGregor did a very touching post about his father, about, you know, how he trained more world champions than anyone's ever known, you know.
And so, again, that shows
humility?
A little. Now, still, everything that we've heard that's silent and kept quiet about some stuff that he's done doesn't make him a better person.
Sure.
By him doing this, but it does go to show that most of that is just a gimmick.
No, the question I have for you, Randy, is like, this weekend we saw Walt Harris, the big ticket, his first fight back since his stepdaughter was murdered and killed. After the fight, you saw a very emotional, you know,
big
respect
ups
from
Overeem.
From Overeem.
Big ups.
You know, so in a fight game where trash talking and a brutal sport, does this soften the edge with the COVID-19? And you see the camaraderie and the humanity.
I don't think it's the virus, because, you know, Walt's situation has nothing to do with,
right,
the virus. You know, it just puts a human touch to it. But in this particular case, there was no bad blood between Overeem and Walt.
Sure.
You know, so it's a little different with Conor and Khabib, and Conor reaching out and, you know, saying whatever he said. I didn't see it. But, you know, that is a little bit different than two guys that didn't talk trash, you know, didn't do anything. But I thought it did show a lot about Overeem, who I guess allegedly at the end of the fight, you know, reached over and, you know, put his arm around him or whatever and said, hey, let's train together. And, you know, absolutely big up, you know.
That's a tough fight for Overeem to accept. Come with the emotional heart thing and, you know, just the amount of.
But he has to move on from it. It's kind of like the situation we were in with my grandson. I mean, it's not anybody else's responsibility to grieve for us. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I'm trying to be honest. I'm not trying to be silly. Overeem's job is to fight. And if Walt,
right,
Harris decided now is the time I can get back in there and honor my daughter and all that stuff, then Overeem can't think about that,
right, of
and
course,
soften anything. And then maybe him lose and take food out of his family and that kind of stuff. So it is a crazy, crazy situation.
I thought it was a good look for the UFC. I mean, especially in a sport where you can't even watch it on most restaurants, you know, TV, because it's still considered barbaric. So,
yeah, big ups to Dana and the UFC. Absolutely outstanding. Not a single issue. The one test, and then they were gone, and a lot of good stuff. So we'll talk a little bit more about the last three events. We'll talk about this letter that I have in front of me.
Oh.
And a whole lot other interesting tidbits. And Wes Sims coming up. I've gotten them before. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.